I'm Paul Ingles, and this is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series featuring just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico, like pianist Bert Dalton. Perhaps it's not surprising that a musician from the sometimes frigid upper Midwest would look for excuses to tour the Southwest in the wintertime. Jazz pianist Bert Dalton did that. He brought his Chicago Jazz Exchange Ensemble to Arizona, New Mexico, and El Paso, Texas throughout the 1980s. When the group dissolved around 1990, Bert settled in Santa Fe and has played consistently in the region since, including with some greats like Herbie Mann, Bud Shank, Anita O'Day, and Eddie Daniels. He's formed new projects and toured widely, as well as taught and mentored others. His path to jazz began as a kid in the suburbs of Chicago. While studying music at Northern Illinois University, Bert told interviewer David House, he dove in as a performer on the fabled Jazz Row of the Windy City.
Got my butt kicked down there in Rush Street, and it was a really incredible education, I'll tell you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I say that jokingly. You know, the musical standard in Chicago is really high, mm-hmm. and of course, growing up there, I just assumed it was that way everywhere. And yet, I also sensed a real camaraderie among the great players in Chicago that if they sensed you had some ability, you would get corrected, but it was in the spirit of...
With love.
Yeah.
It was love taps.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, if they call a tune, and what do you mean you don't know that tune? Go home and learn it. And you would, because you didn't want to get embarrassed again.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
So it was a really great standard to aspire to growing up in that town.
Tell me how you got first involved with jazz. What was it that, I mean, why not like rock and roll or... whatever else.
Yeah, know? it was pretty weird. When I was a kid, all my friends were into what was happening, what was on the radio, and somehow that just didn't grab me. Probably the first jazz musician that I heard, and I must have been, I don't know, 10, 11 years old, was Ramsey Lewis. And I had been taking piano lessons for a while and dinking around. And there was a moment I was listening to, I think it was Wade in the Water he was doing. And I noticed that he was going back and forth between two chords, and it was grooving so hard, and it was so happening, and he was making things up. And I remember that moment when I was playing with my brother and a cousin who was a drummer. We were playing that tune, and I just realized that I could experiment, and I could play notes that weren't on the page, and it was like this light went off, and I said, gee, I like this world. I'd like to explore it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say Ramsey was kind of the first jazz musician that I listened to, and then the next one that sort of blew the gates wide open for me was Oscar Peterson.
Okay.
When I first heard him, and I just thought, wow, that's impossible what that guy's doing. I'd like to try to do a little bit of it.
I know for one thing that you're associated with the Banjo Soul.
Well, let me tell you about that. We were talking about El Paso. One of the great musicians of El Paso is the wonderful Ricky Malachi, who's my dear buddy. We had met in the days of the Chicago Jazz Exchange, and he would come and sit in with the group, and we would hang out. And we always said, gee, we really got to play together sometime. It would really be fun. So when I got established in New Mexico, I contacted Ricky, and I said, we've been threatening to do a project. Now is the time. And he said, yeah, you're absolutely right. So I got him to come up. He was kind of commuting back and forth. We put together a little jazz trio. We're getting some gigs. We got our foot in the door at the La Fonda Hotel. Ricky said, I got a buddy in El Paso who is a conga player, Puerto Rican, and sings all that stuff. And we got talking about that. We said, well, what about a Latin group, but a small Latin group? I used a split keyboard thing so I could cover some of the brass parts. And so I found myself playing the brass hits with my right hand, playing a left-handed montuno, and singing harmony parts in Spanish. So, and I couldn't think about any of it, or I'd get totally, totally confused.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always felt that my identity had been as part of an ensemble, and I was getting to the point in my life where I thought, well, I should probably get something out with my own name on it, but in order to validate that, it would be terrific to have maybe some recognized players on there. I had been friends, well, fans, I should say, of John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton for many, many years. Just, I got a wild hair and went ahead and contacted John Clayton and said, hey, you know, I met you such and such a time, and would there ever be an opportunity for recording with you and Jeff? Well, he returned my email within 2 hours and, you know, appreciated me contacting him and sort of made it sound like it was a possibility. And so we went ahead and did it. And it was really a thrill. I'm so happy to have had that experience, and I'm very proud of the recording. I feel that the piano bass drums trio is to jazz what the string quartet is to classical music. You're basically crystallizing everything down into the most essential elements. Without any one of them, you don't quite have the whole. And boy, there's nothing a good trio can't do. There's nowhere a good trio can't go.
Pianist Bert Dalton talking with David House. You can hear an extended version of our interview with Bert, as well as interviews with all the musicians in this series, online at newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org. Also has photos there by Genevieve Russell, biographies, and more. Our staff also includes engineer Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Other support from Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, the New Mexico Humanities Council, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.